How often do we hear depressing stories about African and other developing nations who are failing in their bid to meet the Millennium Development Goals to reduce poverty and hunger? In fact, not only are many of these nations in Africa failing to meet the Millennium Goals, but in some cases their situation has become even worse in recent years, partly as a result of the global financial crisis. So, it's always heartwarming and inspirational to learn about a success story on the African continent, a developing country where life is improving for its population. And this particular story comes from the tiny and impoverished nation of Malawi. Situated in East Africa, Malawi was until recently unable to grow enough food to feed its people, but after agricultural policy change, now has a food surplus and has managed to meet 5 out of the 8 Millennium Goals over the past 2 years. Peter Mwanza is Malawi's Minister for Agriculture and Food Security, and he recently attended an international Prayer for Peace meeting organised by the Sant'Egidio Catholic Lay Group in Barcelona. At that meeting, the minister told us how Malawi has been transformed from a nation where the government was forced to beg the international community for food aid each year into one with a healthy food surplus.
Well, the secret is simple. You know, Malawi, first of all, Malawi used to be a very poor country. It used to lack food. Every year, we used to go out of the country to beg for food aid. That was the situation, and there were times when the food aid would arrive late, and that would really be terrible for the population. So when our present president, Ngwazi Professor Bingu wa Mutharika, took power in 2004, he felt it was very undignified and very embarrassing, and he resolved, and he mobilized all of us, he resolved that Malawi should not be going outside to beg for food. And from that time we said we are going to have our own agricultural development that will make sure that, you know, Malawi is not a food insufficient country, but it's a food surplus country.
Mwanza says by taking the decision to subsidize poor farmers, the government of Malawi has dramatically transformed the food security situation in his homeland.
Most of the farmers in Malawi, 85% of the Malawians are rural people. These are the people who produce the foodstuff. And they are small and poor. They cannot produce a good crop without fertilizer. The fertilizer is expensive for the poor person. So the government decided, led by the president, that we have to subsidize these poor farmers. And this did a trick. They still bought the fertilizer, but at a reduced price. And results were outstanding and astounding because there was a big surplus. And since that time, we have resolved that, you know, yes, for the poor farmers to be able to perform, they need to be assisted.
He says as a result of these policy changes, Malawi is now in a position to help others. And as a case in point, was able to ship rice to Haiti after the devastating earthquake there at the beginning of this year.
We are now at the level when we're exporting food, and we're also even giving aid to those countries which are in difficulties. You know, this year, when we heard about the earthquake in Haiti, you know, Malawi was able to donate 200 metric tons of rice, just like that. Yeah. So as a result of that, there is a sense of pride in every Malawian that you are able to stand alone without going to beg for food.
Minister Mwanza also spoke about the important role of the churches in Malawi and how cooperation between the government and religious organisations is vital in this regard.
Religion in Africa has always played a very, very important role. It has played a very important role in education. Most of the schools before long were church schools. They were religious schools. I was educated in a Catholic, you know, school from primary to university. The religion has also provided hospitals, for example. In fact, you could say that probably the majority of the hospitals in my country are run by churches. But not only that, the religion now is playing a role in in more than that, they have programs, for example, providing clean water, potable water for drinking, providing boreholes, they're also providing piped water. They have also gone into the rural areas to help with actually the whole development process in terms of actually assisting in agricultural development.
That was Malawi's Agricultural Minister Peter Mwanza, interviewed by Vatican Radio's Luca Attanasio.